Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
WhatsApp groups. What's your experience of them? We're all in tons of them. Some we love, some we despise. I was laughing reading Tanya Sweeney in The Independent this morning, telling us that the parenting WhatsApp groups are the Hotel California of the internet. You can check out any time, but you can never leave. Teacher John Sharpson is with me here on the show today. John, how helpful are the parenting WhatsApp groups?
Now, Andrea, I'm not sure helpful is the right word. How busy are they is a different story. I've heard amazing things that come out from the parents' WhatsApp groups, whether it's about GAA training that they're bringing the kids to, the swimming group, the after-school studies, even the classroom group as well. The parents can get involved. And sometimes something will probably leak home from school. So-and-so fell on the yard because this person pushed them. And then all of a sudden you have a story that's growing legs and you might have some angry parents coming out of school saying, what happened?
That won't happen in the group, it would. All the parents are giving them.
I'm not actually in the groups myself, but I mean.
Oh, you don't get included?
No. In the parents' like WhatsApp groups for the school, no, thank you. I'm absolutely fine. Thanks a million. The teacher groups, though, are, you know, they're fine. But then you hear rumours about teachers over in Dubai and they have to be on the phone at all times. They're accessible by parents in the school. They have to have access to the teacher's personal number and they can call them at any time. Yeah. And now, can you imagine a worse horror that you're on a night out with your friends and all of a sudden a phone call of a parent of a child in your class is calling you to discuss how their literacy is going.
Or they won't be in on Monday, they have a flu or Andrea did something to them in the schoolyard, whatever, yeah. So that's the level of accessibility they have to the teachers there. So the groups aren't set up by the school or by the teacher, it's usually some keen, eager parent who wants the involvement.
Now, you know, I think in any school I've worked in, if a parent came in and said, hi, we're starting up this WhatsApp group where all the parents will be in the WhatsApp group, do you want to join? Any teacher I know, there would be a resounding, no, we're okay, thank you so much, but we'll leave you discuss and talk about whatever you want to talk about, but leave us out of it kind of thing. And I would imagine that's the healthiest thing to do because, people's attitudes towards teachers and parents' attitude differ towards certain teachers. So if you're in a WhatsApp group with a parent who doesn't agree with your style of teaching, who doesn't think you might be doing the job to the best of your abilities, the last place I would like to be is in a WhatsApp group with that parent, with everybody else watching what's going on.
Absolutely. 1800 453 106 is the number. John, stay with us. Karina's on the line. Karina, you're a parent. Do you enjoy these parenting school WhatsApp groups?
Definitely not for the bane of my life.
Why?
Oh, my God. Oh, you everything from little Johnny's forgotten the homework, what homework do you have, and to, as the previous speaker said, commentary, did anybody hear what happened in school today? Like, it just goes on and on and on. And then one parent joins out to another, and it's just ridiculous. Like, do you know what I mean? As I said, I wish you could get rid of them, but you're going to miss vital information if you don't. But, yeah, I mean, and you've got that going for a number of kids. And then putting pressure on people to organise presents and all kinds of things. Mm. And birthday parties are the worst, actually.
Why is that shared? That's all shared in the group.
All shared in the group. And you'll have some people genuinely have no filter. Like, they would put anything up. And you're kind of going, oh my God, you know, it's crazy.
I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, Karina, about this. And you know, she was telling me, you have the serial responder. You have the person who has to, even if they're just given, if they receive a message, we'll say from you, to say that the kids' party is on Saturday at whatever time, and they're the first person to respond, and even when there's no response required, but they always have to say something to the message.
That's literally it, and that's the worst part, because you have a few of them, and then they'll bump down the actual message, so you've got to trawl through so much to find out what's actually going on. So it defeats the whole purpose. Like, it's actually crazy. Some people just don't realise that the message is there, information, you do not have to respond and force everybody else to respond as well. Like, it's mad.
Whatever happened to the thumbs up? Not even a full thumbs up message, but just an acknowledgement of the initial message that started off the conversation.
Oh, I agree. I mean, that's what people should be doing. But I don't know, some people just feel the need that they have to be seen and heard, and they have to be the first one in, and they have to make some kind of a comment or whatever. Like, it's mad, to be honest with you. All it's doing is causing hassle for everybody else, as I said, because if you've missed the first message, you're going to have to go back and troll through, you know, 10 more to see what is actually going on. Like, it's mad.
Eric Nelligan is with us as well, Karina, on the line. Well, you experienced this, Eric, from both sides. What's your take on them?
I had an interesting one where, because of my work, look, I'm a teacher, and thankfully teachers, we get a nice bit of time off, and my wife works a hard job where she travels a lot. So I actually entered a lot of the WhatsApp groups at the start when my first daughter was in primary school. But I gradually got pushed out because I think the mothers love talking to mothers, and they love, like, I used to never comment on anything. I was there only for the information, and if we were arranging a play date, so that's it. No thumbs up, no love heart emojis when someone when someone does something worth, and next thing there could be 20 moms giving love heart emojis, and I had no interest in that stuff. But when my wife then started to go to a few birthday parties, she got pulled into it, and I got gradually pushed out. So thankfully, that was the best thing that ever happened. Yeah, exactly. I got kind of, when new ones were being formed, I wasn't added, but my wife got added in, and next thing she's stuck in them now. But they're the bane of her life. but if they were information only, I'd love them. If it was like, don't forget your football gear for tomorrow's match or whatever, brilliant. But when they start going off and doing millions of things about, happy birthday, and about 50 people saying happy birthday, I have no time for that.
John shared the experience, Eric, of, somebody put into the group that, Eric was pushed in the yard earlier today, and there's a whole running commentary. Like, have they become basically a commentator of the day? Is that what happens? It's a whole lowdown and the kids.
My wife is telling me about an incident a couple of weeks back where two kids got in a bit of had an incident in the yard. And next thing then, the mother started tearing into each other in the WhatsApp group, and it was quite embarrassing.
God.
But it was quite embarrassing. It just went a bit overboard, and I said there was lots of people kind of biting their nails or kind of, maybe half interested to see how it was going to end up, but ultimately it was a bit cringe. But this is what happens, like your last commentator mentioned here, some people have no filter. They just kind of let things go, and they don't realise that argument was probably screenshotted and shared all around the place. Do you know what I mean? So look, WhatsApp groups, they have their positives. There can be positives in them, but people just need to kind of be careful of what they say and maybe tone down the amount of replies. That would be my take on it,
If you're the first responder to these parenting WhatsApp groups and you're tuned into us here in Lunchtime Live today, is it fair, Karina, to say, it's as Eric put it, they should only be used for information only? That's it.
Absolutely. That's really what the function of them is, to get information and communicate. But as you said, people coming in and, happy birthday, so-and-so's this or whatever, we're doing this for Christmas, like mad. No, it's there solely for information purposes. All you have to do is look at it and thumbs up that you've read it, and that's it. Because nobody else can see it, really, by the time everybody else has chimed in. And you mute half of them.
Positive psychology coach and freelance journalist Siobhan O'Connor is with me here on the line today. Siobhan, what's your experience of these WhatsApp groups?
I love hearing what everyone's saying, and it's so true. They are the bane of most people's lives, but they're also saved me because of the perimenopause. So I'm forgetting things, and I love the way the mammies remind you, because we have this system in the schools, and I'm sure Eric and John know about this, Aladdin, which is whereby the teachers inform you of everything that's going on via the phone as well. So everything's on the phone. So it's really hard for our brains. We're biologically wired not to task switch as much. So we're switching between the tasks to try and get the information. And then it's causing a delayed reaction on the task we were doing previously. So it's actually really damaging focus. And what people don't realise is that WhatsApp is akin to a social media app as well. So why, Andrea, you spoke about the first responders. That's because people get a dopamine high from getting on it quick. That's what that's what social media does to our brains. And the way WhatsApp is now in GDPR circles, you're not allowed to share things. Mm. Like the teachers, John will know this now from the school there. John was on about the schools. They'll ask you not to share stuff along WhatsApps, right? Because it's social media. So it operates on the same principle, which is the ratio, in gambling,
yeah,
where you have interval ratio. And you have this fixed ratio and interval ratio whereby the brain operates, it's in behavioral psychology, whereby you get a quick fix. If you don't know when you're gambling, when you're going to get the win or when you're going to lose. And that's what's attractive about gambling. It's the same about WhatsApp groups. They are basically working on that variable ratio modus operandi, whereby you don't know when you're going to get a text in, and then you get a bit of a, ooh, what's that? Quick, look at that, look. So it's grabbing our focus. So it's actually diminishing our productivity. It's really bad. I'm sick of them. I binned it there a while ago, and then I kept getting phone calls from parents going,
really?
Is there
they were
going
ringing
to
you to see me all right.
I missed a party because of it. I just couldn't stand them anymore for a while. Yeah, there's no boundaries on them.
Would you ever leave, Siobhan? Would you leave any of the groups? You probably can't, can you?
Yeah, you can't really. And then you have, Andrea, so many different ones for various different activities. So that's the problem as well. It's not just the school one. You have the choir, you have the GAA. Then I'm back in college at night. I've got a college group, and there's a lovely girl on the college group, but she suffers with her nerves, and she tells us, but then she's bombarding us in the middle of the night with WhatsApps. And I know that you can turn the phone on silent, but it's, again, it's that, it's constructed to make us want to see what's on the thing. It's a device that's addictive. It's a dopamine hit.
Yeah.
And that's what people need to get real on and just try and sort of, that's why we need to do those put the phone away for a while thing. We need to just bin them for a while.
Sarah Jane Tobin from DMG Media is with us as well, Siobhan, on the line. Would you ever leave any of these parent WhatsApp groups, Sarah?
I've left countless of them, Andrea. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, they are the biggest pain in the neck. When luckily now my son is in secondary school, so there's not so many to contend with these days. But when he was in primary school, we had this football club, we had the class, we had then we had a breakaway group within like the little kids that, you know, he would have been pals with. It was just a nightmare. But what used to really bug me was a lot of the time it wasn't actually the messages that were being put into the group had nothing to do with school. It was just people, you know, wanting to raise grievances. Maybe they didn't like something or the homework the teacher gave. And it starts this back and forth. You put your phone down, you pick it back up a few minutes later, and there's 96 messages. You're not going to go through them all. Like,
no. And would you reply? Would you have engaged with it much?
No, not really, because I think the reality of it is all you need is a contact list of the parents that you know. So if you have a contact list and you need to talk to a particular parent about, I don't know, a birthday party or a play date or something, just contact them straight up. That, to me, it makes a lot more sense. But no, I wouldn't really have engaged, because at the end of the day, the school communicates all the stuff that you need to know as regards holidays or exams or, you know, school tours and that kind of thing. You don't need the parents going back and forth. And, you know, I think the only thing that I found it beneficial for was when it came to Christmas and the end of school year and someone was organising a collection for the teacher. That was about it.
Yeah, I know. And then the point's been made earlier, like this listener tells me, they're only good for certain school information details, but people tend to use them for the most mundane and pointless things. They're rarely helpful or even sensible, but sure, you can never leave them. This is the problem. People will be asking you, are you all right if you do? I don't know, the difficulties of the parent in WhatsApp groups. Sarah Jane Tobin, Siobhan O'Connor, Eric Nelligan, Karina, John Sharpson, who's known, of course, as Moonshore John. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us on the show today. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.